B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Kids 12 and up can start getting the Pfizer vaccine, the artist being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and the end of a favorite show that Romero and I are having a major disagreement about. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Well, the Ellen Show is ending after 19 seasons. Hear the real reason why, and better yet, who's rumored to be replacing her?
Leroy has your sports.
Now, because I love you, I have to warn you not to look up the ticket prices for the October 3rd. Third game at Gillette, or else your bank account will turn into a pillow of salt.
But first, a CDC committee has recommended the use of the Pfizer vaccine in kids ages 12 to 15. Governor Baker announced that 12 to 15-year-olds can start making appointments and receiving the COVID-19 vaccine today. Yes, cha-cha-cha. At this point, though, the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines are currently only authorized for people 18 and older. Seven music acts will be inducted into this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and among them, we have Jay-Z, the Foo Fighters, and Tina Turner. When I first heard that, I was like, please tell me this is not, like, why Tina Turner is just getting in there now, but she had previously been inducted with Ike Turner in 91. So I'm glad she's getting this. LL Cool J, he was nominated, but he's not getting inducted, but he will receive the Music Excellence Award. And receiving, Leroy's excited about this one, the Ahmet Erdogan Award. He was the co-founder and president of Atlantic Records. So the winner of that award is 90-year-old Clarence Avant. Who is?
Who's the Black Godfather, but I was actually laughing at LL. I'd be upset. I'm not in the Hall of Fame, but you're going to throw me some award?
Well, the Black Godfather, there's a documentary out about him. He was like a music executive, film producer, blah, blah, blah.
Yes. Serious.
So. He'd rub his chin. Make people disappear.
Yep, pet cats.
Nice.
The induction ceremony will take place on October 30th and will air on HBO. And TV's biggest tearjerker, This Is Us, coming to an end.
Yeah.
I'm sad. You're not.
No, I am sad. But I do like the fact that the writer said from the beginning that he has a beginning and end with the show, and he's not going to stray from that no matter how much money NBC throws at him. That's some integrity right there. And I also like follow the 6-season theory as far as shows. Six seasons is perfect. 1 and 2 to develop, 3, 4, 5 to hit the prime. You know, you're just going crazy momentum, wind it down, season 6.
Not me. I'm like, rocket till the wheels fall off.
How many episodes per season is that show? Because I'm wondering if I want to start, like, binging it once it's done.
They're going to definitely go over 100. I think for the next season, for the last one, they're going
to do 18.
Yeah. Because once you hit 100, then you could do syndication.
Right.
Okay.
So they want the syndication.
So he at least going for some of the money. But yeah, so next season will be the 6th and final season of the show. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
I swear. Some people have way too much time on their hands. Based on 3 separate Instagram posts, stans of Beyonce, Rihanna, and Nicki Minaj put 2 and 2 together and have come to a conclusion that we're getting an R&B collaboration soon. Geez. Get it? Rihanna, Nicki, Beyonce.
I would love that.
As early as tomorrow. Now, it all started when both Nicki and Rihanna posted pictures wearing the same shoes from designer Bottega Veneta. And both Beyonce and Nicki wore clothing with similar patterns from the same designer, Charlotte Knowles. Put all that together, plus the fact that Nicki Minaj teased something was dropping on Friday, and we may possibly get that R&B collaboration. I must have gotten 10 messages from people on Instagram yesterday with that random picture of the 3 with circles around different things. I'm like, what is this, a roadmap? I don't understand. And then they were trying to explain that we're getting a collaboration.
If you have that much time on your hand to study all those pictures and come up with that theory, you're clearly not getting challenged at your job. You need a better job than person who holds up the line that says back the sign that says
end
back
of the line.
Yeah.
A top 5 finalist on American Idol has quit the competition due to a controversial video from his past. A rep for Caleb Kennedy confirmed he will no longer be moving forward on the show after a video surfaced showing him next to someone wearing what appears to be a KKK hood. 16-year-old Caleb posted on Instagram saying he was no longer going to be on Idol because of, quote, a video that surfaced displaying actions that were not meant to be taken in that way. I was younger and did not think about the actions, but that's not an excuse. He apologized and said he was taking time away from social media to better himself and hopes he can one day regain his fans' trust. Meanwhile, his mother is defending him, saying he's not racist, and the video was made when he was 12.
He used to be.
After seeing the movie The Strangers Pray at Night. Apparently it was a scene in that movie or something.
But his mother didn't know that it... You shouldn't do that?
Yeah. I mean, it was on his Snapchat. Jesus, so maybe his mother wasn't looking at his Snapchat or monitoring it. Who knows? Idol will continue with the four remaining contestants, Willie Spence, Grace Kinsler, Chase Beckham, and Casey Bishop. And Ellen made the shocking announcement on her show yesterday that after 19 seasons, it's time to call it quits.
Today, I am announcing that next season, season 19, is going to be my last season.
She explained why she made the decision, that saying that she always knew in her heart the upcoming 19th season would be her last, and she's trusting her instincts as she prepares to walk away.
Yeah, a nice even 19 seasons. She
right.
Had that one in the cards.
Yeah. You may wonder why I've decided to end after 19 seasons. The truth is, I always trust my instincts. My instinct told me it's time.
Yes.
Yeah. Because all your employees don't give you eye contact,
right. She said,
they fart when they walk by you.
Despite those rumors about the scandal surrounding her behavior on set and work toxicity that had nothing to do with the decision, she said if that was the case, she wouldn't have come back this season. And a few former employees are reacting to the news, saying they're glad the show is ending as it's a consequence for her actions. One former employee said, it all comes out in the wash at the end and you realize this is really what she deserves and what the show deserves. Now, for now, taking Ellen's place is supposedly going to be the Kelly Clarkson show in that 3 o'clock time slot. But rumor has it that Tiffany Haddish is being groomed to take over the talk show crown, as Tiffany has filled in for Ellen numerous times. And according to a source, Tiffany's the top of the list to get a daytime show, and she is a fresh voice. All right, here is Leroy with sports.
All right, I told y'all the Celtics were done. They got snatched up Debo style by the Cleveland Cavs. They were like, what win? 102-94. The Sox lost their second in a row to the A's, 4-1. NBA legend Michael Jordan shared his final text message exchange with Kobe Bryant. And Jordan said he'll just never delete it. It's sad reading it. It's crazy. MMA star Conor McGregor is number one on the Forbes list of the past year's highest earning athletes, pulling in $180 million.
Beautiful.
I know. And this hurts. There's a civil war coming. It's coming. Patriots Nation will be split down the middle as we gather, or as some will gather together at Gillette on October 3rd, because I won't be
the
there.
The rich people.
Yeah, the rich people. When Tom Brady and the Bucks show up to take on our beloved New England Patriots. Now, I'm guessing half the crowd is going to be, they're going to turncoat and
silly.
Be in there rooting for old Tom Brady and them ugly Bucks.
You're silly. This is the perfect theme music. It's going to be like,
oh, yeah,
when the giant ship comes over the town and just completely dominates everybody, and anybody who doesn't fall in line gets blasted.
No.
That's what it's about.
Pats
right there.
All day. I don't care. But if you're thinking about going, you better hurry up. You better have some deep pockets. I'm on Ticketmaster right now. They got tickets in here going for over $6,000 for one ticket. One ticket.
Jesus.
Now, I said this before. I will say it again. I will include Melissa on this since our birthdays are around the same time.
Yes. Fellow Libra.
Yes. If you have an extra ticket and you have the good Lord in your heart and you need somebody to take.
Who's going to give up a ticket?
I don't know.
That
somebody,
game?
you know,
although
you never know.
I did hear that a season ticket holder sold 6 of his tickets for $15,000 earlier today.
Oh, there you go. Come up $15,000.
I'm good with that.
Sox A's at 7:10 tonight, and that's just sports.
We can sneak in, can't we?
Nah, this ain't.
Yeah, okay.
This ain't the old garden.
No,
them days is over.
We got to know somebody on the inside.
They're going to snipers at that game. Are you kidding me?
Today's good news. Tim Carr is an art teacher, and when he started teaching virtually at the beginning of the pandemic, he said it was really tough to get his students to show up for class. Well, he now has record attendance in his classes after getting his students to log on each day for a surprise, superhero style.
Nice.
Each day he dresses up like a superhero, records these really like elaborate videos, and some students get the chance to critique the videos and costumes as part of their assignments. It even inspired some students to dress up as well, and even the principal wore a Wonder Woman in costume to make a video announcing the return of in-person learning. And you can check out his videos. He's on TikTok as King Tim Carr, C-A-R-R. That's your good news.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.